Lesson 5. Section 1. Dialogues.
Listen to these people. They're all taking things to be repaired. Of course, they want to know how much it will cost and how long it will take. Listen to their questions and write the answers you hear. Here is an example.
How much will it cost to repair this typewriter?
About a pound.
That's not bad. But how long will it take?
Only about a week.
Look at the answers the assistant gives his customer. The first answer is...
About a pound.
The second answer is...
About a week.
Now listen to these dialogues and write the missing words in your book. Dialogue A.
Can you give me an estimate to repair this bicycle?
I think it'll cost about 12 or 13 pounds.
And how long will it take?
A fortnight, more or less.
Dialogue B.
Would you have a look at this television set, please?
Yes, of course. How long have you had it?
About 8 years. Can you tell me how much it'll cost to repair it?
Well, the set's very old. It'll cost about 50 pounds. It's cheaper to buy a new one.
Dialogue C.
How much do you think it'll cost to repair this typewriter?
Let me see. It's a 1960 model. About 20 pounds, I'm afraid.
That's rather a lot. And how long will it take?
About a month.
Thank you. I'd like to think about it.
Listen again to the customer from the typewriter shop. He thinks 20 pounds is rather a lot, but he needs a typewriter. Then he remembers his friend Tony. Tony has several typewriters. Bob, the customer, has an idea. He meets his friend Tony. Listen to their conversation. Dialogue D.
Hello, Bob. What's that heavy parcel you're carrying?
It's my old typewriter. I've just been to the shop. The assistant says it'll cost about 20 pounds to repair.
That's rather a lot. What are you going to do?
Well, you've got several typewriters. Could you lend me one?
I'll have to think about it.
Section 2. A. Word exercises.
Listen to the instruction. This is an example. Put the letter B in box 1. Put the letter E in box 3. What do you think the word is? Here's some help. We put the letter R in box 2. What do you think the word is? Here's some help. We eat it. The answer is bread. B-R-E-A-D. Now put letters in the boxes and make more words.
Number 1. Put the letter R in box 2. Put the letter U in box 3. Put the letter T in box 5. Here's some help. We eat it.
Number 2. Now put the letter S in box 1. Put the same letter in box 5. Put the letter H in box 2. Here's some help. We wear them.
Number 3. Put the letter J in box 1. Put the letter I in box 3. Put the letter C in box 4. Here's some help. We drink it.
Number 4. Put the letter S in box 5. Put the letter L in box 3. Now put the same letter in box 4. Here's some help. We pay them. Number 5. Put the letter C in box 1. Put the letter K in box 5. The clue? We hear it.
Number 6. Put the letter P in box 2. Put the same letter in box 3. Put the letter E in box 5. Listen, we eat it.
Number 7. Put the letter H in box 2. Put the letter I in box 3. Put the letter T in box 5. Listen. A man wears one.
Number 8. Now look at box 5. Write the letter S. Write the letter L in box 3. Write the letter I in box 2. Listen carefully. We watch them.
Number 9. Please put letter U in box 2. Put the letter I in box 4. Think. We listen to it.
Number 10. Now, put the letter O in box 3. Put the letter R in box 4. There are only 3 letters left. Think. We open and close them.
Number 11. This is more difficult. There are 6 letters. Put the letter A in box 1. Put the letter E in box 6. Now put the letter I in box 4. Listen very carefully. When you have problems, you ask for it.
Number 12. Here is the last word exercise. This exercise is difficult too. There are 6 letters again. Put the letter W in box 4. Put the letter S in box 3. There's no help for this word exercise.
B. Discussion.
Frank and Peter want new bicycles. Petrol is very expensive, so they both want a cycle to work. They're looking at advertisements.
What about this Curzon bike? It's very cheap. Only £80.
Yes, but the Anderson bike is even cheaper. It's £65.
How old is the Anderson one?
It's a 1977 model.
The Curzon is a 1979 model. It's newer.
Frank and Peter are still looking at advertisements. They can't decide which bike to buy.
The Anderson bike looks very comfortable.
Yes, but the Curzon looks bigger.
I don't want a big bike. I want a comfortable one.
All right. The Anderson bike is good, but the Curzon is better.
C. Interview.
Do you remember Regina? Where does she come from? Is she married? Where does she work? Listen to Regina speaking.
My name is Regina. I'm German. I live in a small town. I'm not married. I live at home with my mother and father. my sister Heidi, and my brother Rolf. I work in a department store. I sell writing paper, envelopes, ball pens, pencils, and colored postcards. I walk to work every morning. I don't work on Saturday afternoon or Sunday, and I have a 3-week holiday in the summer.
Regina was 17 then. Now she's 22. Her life is very different. Listen to this television interview.
Regina, at 17 you worked in a big shop. Now you are the manager, and you are only 22. From 17 to 22, 5 years to success. Can you tell us the secret of your success?
The secret, as you call it, is work. When I was 17, I lived at home. I walked to the shop every morning. I saved my money and I went to evening classes. I worked in a good department, and I sold so much that I got a good commission. I really wanted to be a success. Now I'm the manager.
Congratulations, Regina. But please, tell us, do you like your job? Are you happier?
You are asking me 2 questions. The first answer is yes, and the second answer is definitely no.
Section 3. Dictation. Dictation 1.
Good afternoon, comma. My name is Schwartz, full stop. That is S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. And I come from New York, full stop. My wife and I would like a double room with a shower, full stop. I have our passports here, full stop. We're hoping to stay for about a week, full stop. I have a question, full stop. Do you know where I can get 2 tickets for the performance at the theater tonight? Question mark?
Dictation 2.
On my first day in London, I felt hungry, comma. So I went into a restaurant and sat down at a table, full stop. I waited for 10 minutes, comma, but nobody came to serve me, full stop. Then I saw that there were no waiters, full stop. The customers stood in a queue and got their food themselves, full stop. That was my first experience of a self-service restaurant, full stop.